For one who always remembers me without deviation, I am easy to obtain, O son of Pritha, because of his constant engagement in devotional service. Purport. This verse especially describes the final destination attained by the unalloyed devotees who serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead in Bhakti Yoga. Previous verses have mentioned four different kinds of devotees: the distressed, the inquisitive, those who seek material gain, and the speculative philosophers. Different processes of liberation have also been described: Karma Yoga, Jnana Yoga, and Hatha Yoga. The principles of these yoga systems have some bhakti added, but this verse particularly mentions pure bhakti yoga without any mixture of jnana, karma, or hatha, as indicated by the word ananya cheta. In pure bhakti yoga, the devotee desires nothing but Krishna. A pure devotee does not desire promotion to heavenly planets, nor does he seek oneness with the Brahma Jyoti, or salvation, or liberation from material entanglement. A pure devotee does not desire anything. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, the pure devotee is called Nishkam, which means he has no desire for self-interest. Perfect peace belongs to him alone, not to them who strive for personal gain. Whereas a jnana yogi, karma yogi, or hatha yogi has his own selfish interests, a perfect devotee has no desire other than to please the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, the Lord says that for anyone who is unflinchingly devoted to him, he is easy to attain. Then Srila Prabhupada says that the Lord has many features, for instance, Ram and Nishinga, and that the devotees of Lord Krishna just fix their mind on Krishna alone by simply chanting Hare Krishna. And then finally he ends his purpose. A pure devotee cannot forget the Supreme Lord for a moment. And similarly, the Supreme Lord cannot forget his pure devotee for a moment. This is the greatest blessing of the Krishna consciousness process of chanting the Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. It's a long purport and we have started late, so we will go a little bit faster. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Simate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nitinamine Namaste Sarasvati Deve Kauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paskatya de satarine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitana Prabhu Nitananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasati Go Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. For one who always remembers me without deviation, I am easy to obtain, O son of Prita, because of his constant engagement in devotional service. My dear devotees, as you all well know and observe, we are in the Kartik months. Kartik months is the months of Lord Krishna's dearest devotee, Srimati Radharani. And it is a month by which Lord Krishna is easily captured or bound in the heart of a devotee who engages in some extra devotional service. The month of Kartik is a glorious display of the two very important items which are necessary for a life in devotion. That is, effort and mercy. When Mother Yashoda saw that Lord Krishna had again done it, he had again broken the butter pots, she was worried. My son is developing stealing tendencies, criminal tendencies. If I do not perform my sacred duty of motherhood, I will not see my son as a gentleman, but as a criminal. So, Mother Yashoda could not tolerate that Lord Krishna had stolen, because she loved her son so much and thought, I must teach him manners. She saw that little Krishna had run away, and she began to follow his footprints, which were there on the grass of Vrindavan. You know, Lord Krishna's footprints were this time butter footprints. He had taken so much butter. Mother Yashoda followed Krishna, and finally she saw Krishna distributing the butter from the pots to the celebrated monkeys of Vrindavan. When Krishna saw his mother approaching, he was afraid. And he was more afraid when he recognized that Mother Yashoda had taken up the best of sticks to give him an educational lesson. And he immediately jumped off the rock on which he was sitting, distributing the butter, and started to run away as fast as he could. That moment, Mother Yashoda saw her sweet darling boy Krishna as he was running and running, and she ran behind him. She labored so hard that the flowers in her hair fell out of her hair. And the acharyas describe that these different flowers belong to different parties of flowers. One party of the flowers was partial to Mother Yashoda, And out of their partiality to Mother Yashoda, they thought that we are heavy, and therefore Mother Yashoda cannot catch Krishna so easily. So let us jump out of her hair so that she becomes lighter and can run much more swiftly. The other group of flowers, however, was very partial to Lord Krishna. And this group of flowers rationalized or thought, oh no, Yashoda is going to catch Krishna. We cannot be part of this injustice. This is too much. Wise men leave an offensive arena. How can she run after the Lord of all in creation? And because the flowers didn't want to be part of catching Krishna, they jumped off Mother Yashoda. This was the second group of flowers. There was also a third group of flowers, but what they thought, I will not tell you. Very, very particular, the Acharyas explain this lila. So, finally, Mother Yashoda caught up with little Krishna, because Krishna allowed himself to be captured by her, seeing her endeavor. And then Mother Yashoda then decided to not use the stick, because Krishna, it's described in the Damodar Ashtakam, Krishna saw how Mother Yashoda approached with the stick, and he became so worried that he cried, and his body shook, and the pearl necklace shook on his little chest, and the three lines on his neck were just moving, because he sobbed so uncontrollably that Mother Yashoda thought, this punishment is too heavy with a stick, and threw away the best of sticks. Then she decided to bind Lord Krishna, and she brought ropes to do so, but it is described, whatever amount of whatever rope she used, the rope was just too short by two fingers. She brought more rope and more rope. All the gopis, the elderly gopis, were requested by her, bring some more ropes from your house. I must bind my boy to give him a little punishment so that he learns to not steal butter any longer. But whatever amount of ropes were brought and tightened together, they remained two fingers too short. All this while, Krishna had, this Jiva Goswami describes this, a black rope around his belly, which was very, very small, insignificant size rope. But that rope did not expand. That rope remained small in length, but sufficient to bind Lord Krishna. Krishna showed in this way that he cannot be logically understood. One type of rope, long rope, maybe as long as from here to the Empire State Building and longer, much longer, could not bind the waist of the Lord, much longer actually. And another little rope was totally sufficient. In this way, Lord Krishna has shown the world that logic will never be able to understand him. Anyways, these two finger breaths signify something. And the significance is that in devotional service, you always need two things, your own effort and your own Krishna's mercy. And if Krishna's mercy finally comes to you, then the distance between you and Lord is bridged over. So, but Krishna will also look for your effort. I would like to talk a little bit today on effort in devotional service, and then also a little bit about mercy. I will be a little brief since we are a little late, but if you understand, and then I will give you homework till next Wednesday when I give my second lecture here. So, Shri Shri Radha Govinda ki jai. When one day, let us illustrate it like this, Draupadi came to Lord Krishna and said, I have one question for you. Why did you take so long to protect me when I was in dire need? I was in the assembly hall of the Kauravas, yes, said Krishna. And the Kauravas were attempting to disrobe me, yes, said Krishna. And I was calling for you, but you did not come immediately. You came with a long delay. Only in the last minute, when they were almost successful, you arrived at the spot. Why, if you wanted to protect me, did you come with a delay? Krishna said, listen very carefully. When you first called to Krishna, please save me, you actually turned to Grandfather Bhishma. Dushasan and the other warriors were disrobing you. You called Krishna, but you turned to Grandfather Bhishma and asked him, Bhishma, do you see this injustice? You can protect me. When Grandfather Bhishma could not protect you, you turned to the blind Dhritarashtra, then all the kings. You always said Krishna, but you turned for help in actual fact to these other people. So I thought, oh, Draupadi, she turns to these people, let these people help her. Only at the very last moment, when you could not receive any help, did you chant, Hey Govinda, Hey Gopal, raising both of your arms in a helpless gesture, like a little child, in my direction. Then I came immediately and supplied you with a lot of cloth. This is true, Draupadi. Yes, Draupadi. My dear devotee, this little anecdote, no, it's not an anecdote, this little historical thing tells us a little bit about endeavor. It's not enough to just chant Krishna's name. You need to also surrender. If you just chant without surrender, Krishna does not hear you. But if you chant with surrender, Krishna will hear you and come to your aid. Whose prayers does the Lord hear? Well, the answer to this question is, He hears those prayers which are offered by a devotee who is practiced in the art of Sharanagati, that is, looking for shelter. We cannot do much on our own. We are quite helpless. But we can endeavor to take shelter at Krishna's lotus feet by accepting those things which are favorable and rejecting those things which are unfavorable. We can make an endeavor in these directions. We can also make an endeavor to conduct ourselves in a humble way. And we can similarly take shelter at Lord Krishna for our thing. I have seen in my life and in the life of many devotees that Krishna seems to wait for the moment when we profoundly approach him and take shelter. Then only Krishna will listen to our prayers and will come to our aid. If there is an empty heart or a proud heart which thinks I can do everything on my own, then Krishna does not rush and does not come. But the moment a devotee endeavors to take shelter at Krishna's lotus feet and surrenders, at that moment Lord Krishna easily rushes to the aid of his devotees. This is the drama of our life, the history of our life, the particular story of our own journey is always a story about our own decision to surrender to Shri Shri Radha Govinda. This always is at the nucleus of our spiritual advancement. I would like to request all of you in this Kartik month to sincerely think about your endeavors on the path of surrender, because it is very necessary to show Lord Krishna that we are not indifferent to his mercy, but that we sincerely wish to have his mercy. I request you to make a plan how you can do your conduct your devotional life in such a way that your endeavor to surrender is very strongly manifest. So it's now a little late. I thank you very, very much. I have a plan to come next Wednesday, and I wanted to show you the slides of the Puri Ratha Yatra festival, where you can see Ananta playing Medanga and losing 50 liters of water. So much sweat was there. You remember? we will not believe what we see when we see Ananta on the... it was very, very blissful and also very, very wonderful and warm. But for next week, your homework will be, please kindly think of how you can surrender, not only chant to Krishna, but surrender. Do something which you usually have not done in devotional service. And next week we will meet in this blissful results of devotional service. I want to thank you very much. I don't know if we should take questions because it is late, isn't it? Am I correct? Little late. It is little late. And time is also there. So, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Sisi Gonitai ki jai, Go Premanandi Hari Hari Bol.